I'm Marjorie Bunnett.
I'm Elizabeth Reese.
This is The Nest, our mini-show that's all about the delightful and delicious things that make our homes just where we want to be. So earlier this week, we were talking about Ruth Bader Ginsburg's advice for a long, happy, healthy marriage. And it was all about sometimes you might want to be a little bit deaf. Just meaning you don't have to react to everything. You don't have to get into it with your spouse or your mate or whoever you're in relationship with. Sometimes you can just ignore the comments. But we were talking about advice and marriage and how to stay married. And I thought one of the things that Ian and I did and do, we watch a lot of movies. And part of that was we like to talk about them afterward. And I wanted to share some of the movies that I think were sort of instrumental in how I look at relationships.
Oh, this is good.
And I wanted to hear some of the ones that you might have too, because I think it's a really good thing. We talked a little bit in the last podcast about therapy and how we both think therapy is essential. But it's expensive. There's no two ways about it.
There's a lot of time involved.
And a lot of time involved.
Like babysitters. I mean, you don't do therapy after your kids go to bed at night when you're home, right? I mean,
yeah.
It's a situation.
And sometimes just grabbing a book about marriage and talking about it, or watching a movie and then talking about your relationship in relation to that movie, can be a really healthy and kind of a fun thing. So I want to share. Do you want to share yours first, or do you want me to go first?
Oh, you go. I want to hear yours.
Okay. So a couple of movies. I'm going to go from the newest to the oldest. The movie Crazy Stupid Love.
Yeah.
Came out in 2011. Steve Carell, Julianne Moore, Ryan Gosling, and Emma Stone. And that's pre-La La Land, everybody. So this is the beginning of the Ryan Gosling-Emma Stone chemistry. But this movie is, I'm not going to get too deep into the plot, but I think why it's so essential to watch and watch it with the person you're in relationship with, it's about a woman who makes a mistake and then asks for a divorce, and then her husband has to find himself again. And then what comes of that struggle?
And I love that movie.
Yeah, because to me, what the movie's about, it's about not getting complacent in your marriage.
Yeah.
And there's fault on both sides in the marriage that's sort of portrayed there, but it's an interesting study of that. Why do you love it?
I love the same thing. I mean, it totally is. It's that complacency and that, and I think a lot of people can relate to the idea of being blindsided by something in their relationship and then looking back and going, wait a second, I wasn't as blindsided as I thought. I just didn't want to see what was really going on.
Right. Right. I think that's a perfect way to look at that movie. But that's a great one to watch with somebody that you love. Julie and Julia, 2009.
Yeah, this is a surprising pick.
Because here's why I love this movie. Not so much for the Amy Adams part, even though I love Amy Adams. But the part, if you haven't seen the movie's about Julia Childs and this blogger named Julie Powell. I won't get too deep into this either. What's really cool is Nora Ephron wrote the screenplay to this, and she actually took Julie Powell's book about making one of Julia Child's recipes every day for more than a year. And then she took Julia Child's book, which was all about her life. I think it was called My Life in France. I think that was the name of it.
Yep.
And it was all about her time in Paris and Marseille and Provence. And what I love about this movie, and that part of the movie in particular, is when they focus, when the movie focuses on Julia Child's and Paul Child's relationship.
It's just a wonderful relationship.
It is the marriage I aspire to.
Oh.
And it is two people who are creative, who love each other, who want for each other, both in the marriage, to be the full expressions of themselves. And you get such a strong sense of that, particularly from Paul to Julia, how much he wants her to find what she loves and to be happy. And this is in the 1950s. It's so refreshing. And he so adores her. So
and
I
they
love
just
that.
Don't care about convention either. And that's what I love too.
At all. So that's a great one. And then I'm going to go dark for a moment here with Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf? Have you ever seen this movie?
No, I've never seen it.
Okay. I made my son Campbell watch this about 2 months ago. It's one of my favorite plays by Edward Albee. It's a great play. It's all about destruction and how
two people in a marriage can destroy each other.
Yes, they can.
And this is in one night. You watch in the movie. It's a movie is directed by Mike Nichols, and it stars Elizabeth Taylor and Richard Burton. And they masterfully destroy each other.
Ooh.
And it is so dark. The movie is beautifully directed. It's directed just like a stage play. But it is about dysfunction and alcoholism and being mean. And I think this is a movie that it should be watched and should be talked about within a relationship. It's a dark one. And then we're going to end light with Adam's Rib. I've mentioned this movie before. It is also The Marriage I Aspire To. It's about two lawyers who are on opposite sides of the case. They just happen to be married. It's from 1949, and it's Katharine Hepburn and Spencer Tracy. And I love, 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 love this movie.
I haven't seen that one either. Okay, that's fun.
Oh, you've got to watch Adam's Rib. You've got to gear up for Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf. Wait on that one. But Adam's Rib, Elizabeth, you will be floored by how progressive this movie is. You will love it. 1949. You'll love it.
Super fun. Okay, I have a couple.
Okay.
Well, three, actually. I'm adding one. The Breakup, Jennifer Aniston and Vince Vaughn.
That's
good. Jay and I have watched this movie like 100 times. It's one of his favorite movies. It was very odd when I like looked at his digital movies that he owned early on in our relationship, and The Breakup was like the only one. And I thought, what is happening here? But... You know, it is kind of depressing. I mean, it's depressing because these two have a relationship and you watch them break down and you watch it break down. But it is the same story of complacency and not appreciating each other and not listening and not hearing. And I actually now looking back, when I think about that, my husband loves that movie. I love that he loves that movie.
Yes.
Because it is Vince Vaughn's character who just is completely ignoring what his partner is screaming for.
Right.
And then when they finally break up, he realizes, oh my gosh, I just wouldn't give her any of me. And so I kind of love that Jay loves this because I feel like he's really aware of this cautionary tale.
Well, it says so much about him that he sees that.
Yeah.
That he understands the value of that. That's actually a great movie. That's a really good one.
Yeah, it is a good movie. And it's in Chicago, and Jennifer Aniston's clothes like still hold up. They're just fabulous. She looks great. Love Actually is a really fun movie that I think does remind you that everybody is looking for connection. That it doesn't matter where you are or what kind of relationship you're in or how much money you have or if you're powerful or if you're not, that love is complicated and it's something that we're all seeking. And while it doesn't look the same for everybody, it definitely has at its core just that craving of being connected and being understood.
I've watched that movie probably 10 times.
Oh my gosh.
I love that movie so much.
I love it so much. You just have to remember that there is like a porn simulation couple in there. And so if you're watching it with your mom, like just be aware because you might go, oh, this is such a great Christmas movie. And I love watching this. And then all of a sudden you're seeing things that you wish you weren't seeing with your parent. That's the only struggle with it.
I still don't understand quite that part of the movie and
why
it needs to be in there. But
I totally agree. Yes. I'm so on board with you on this. And then one more, A Star Is Born. And I haven't watched the originals. I've just watched the Bradley Cooper, Lady Gaga version. And I watched that with Jay. And we had a lot of conversation about, like, just what that struggle looks like. And I know, I mean, that's a hard movie to watch.
Right.
And I won't give anything away. But, you learn pretty quickly in that there's a lot of alcoholism involved in this relationship and how that impacts this life. And but I do think it's just a beautiful movie. And it's a great conversation starter. And then we'll also post, I found this list from Lifehack of 10 best romance movies that reflect the harsh reality of relationships. a couple of our choices are on there. And
there you go.
And then there are more too. So we'll link that up too if you want just some more movie ideas of things to watch with your partner and then just have a therapy session right after.
Yeah, I would just recommend not watching Who's Afraid of Virginia Woolf and A Star Is Born in the same weekend.
Okay,
it would be too much for any relationship.
Separate it out a little
bit. Separate it up.
Very, very good. Okay, if you're enjoying this podcast, please subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and share it with a friend. And if you're super motivated, give us a review at Apple Podcasts.
And please reach out to us. You can find both of us on Instagram at Best of the Nest or at Eliz Reese and at It's Me Marjorie One. We're also on Facebook and Twitter.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.